好，弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
我们一起来祷告先。
Let us pray first.
亲爱的天父，我们一起来到你的面前，来求告你的名。
Dear Heavenly Father, we come together before you to seek your name.
因为主，你把我们这些罪人从罪恶过法中拯救出来。
Because it's the Lord that who delivered the sinners like us from our transgressions.
主，是你召聚我们一起来敬拜你。
It is you gathered us to worship you here.
主，当我们来到你的面前时，就求主你的圣灵来接察我们每个人的心。
Lord, when we come before you, please examine everyone's heart.
让我们每个人能够用心灵诚实来敬拜你。
So that everyone will worship you in truth and spirit.
让主你的话语能够在我们心中显明。
And let your words bring the light into our heart.
让我们的属灵的生命得到喂养。
So that our spiritual life can be fed.
谢谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
有一句英文谚语这样讲。
There's one English saying like this.
他说 ，People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care.
人们通常不在乎你知道多少，但是呢，知道你，他们知道你有多在乎他们。
那么这句话的意思呢，就是说，在人与人的关系中。
This sentence tells us between the relationship between human.
那么一个人是否信任另一个人，并不是因为对方知道多少。而是因为对方对所知道的在乎多少。
But it is because how much he cares for what he knows.
例如一个小孩子呢，即使他不明白我们跟他们讲的话，
Even though children that they usually do not totally understand what we taught them，
当我们用友好和关爱来带他的时候，他就立刻能够明白。
When we treat them friendly and with care, then they will understand.
他也能够感受到这种彼此的关系。
And they will feel the closeness.In the relationship.
所以就很容易建立这种彼此的信任和美好的关系。
And it is easier to build such a close relationship.
那么只有这种彼此信任的关系建立起来，那么知识和教导才能透过这种关系来得到传递。
Only this mutual trust is established between two parties, then we can have the knowledge that passes through each other.
那么法利赛人和律法师，我们知道他们懂很多的律法。
We know the Pharisees and the lawgivers that they know a lot about God's law.
然而他们只是教导人去行，自己却不按律法行事。
But they only teach people to obey the law. They themselves do not do it.
所以呢，主耶稣就严厉地斥责他们为假冒伪善。
So Jesus rebuked them seriously that they are hypocrites.
甚至说他们是粉饰的坟墓。
And even say they are the decorated tombs.
那么主耶稣呢，他是造物主，他是一切知识跟智慧的源头。
The Lord Jesus, who is the creator of everything, and he is the source of all the wisdom.
然而他从来没有把他的教导强加于人。
But he never pressed his knowledge upon people.
而是处处体现他对罪人的顾念。
Instead, every time he cares about people,
凡是诚心来求告他的，他从来没有拒绝过。
For those who are seek him earnestly, he never forsaken.
那我们知道，当他知道彼得的岳母患热病的时候，他就亲自扶他起来。
We know that when Peter's mother-in-law who suffered heat disease, that he helps her.
那么他的热病呢，就立即消退。
And
her disease was gone immediately.
When the lepers that suffered that, he has compassion on them and he touched them, then all their leprosy all gone.
那么当他在安息日的时候看到在会堂有一个手枯干的人，那么他就发怜悯，那么不顾法利赛人的反对，他就让他的手复原。
On the Sabbath day, when he saw a man that with a shrunk hand, that he has compassion and healed his hand.
那么也无论眼瞎的、耳聋的，还是瘸腿的，还是被鬼附的。
No matter is blind or demon possessed or who has suffered that cannot walk or paralyzed, that Jesus always have compassion over them.
那么只要他们诚心来求告他，没有不得到医治的。
Whenever they seek the Lord earnestly, with a sincere heart, that Jesus always heals them.
我们还从福音书里面看到，当主耶稣呢碰到一些人正在帮一个寡妇来埋葬他的儿子的时候，他就怜悯那位寡妇。
And we also know from the book of the Gospel that when Jesus encountered a woman that whose son died and gave a burial to his son, that he had compassion over that woman.
让他的儿子立刻复活。
And he let the son resurrected right away.
那么这一类主耶稣基督彰显他的怜悯跟慈爱的这些例子，在福音书中还有很多很多。
Such examples that Jesus shows his compassion and his caring was written is recorded a lot in the gospel.
因此呢，跟随他的人是越来越多。
So the followers of him become more and more.
那么他的名声呢，很快传遍了加利利这个地方的全四方。
And his name was proclaimed around the area of Galilee.
那么人们从各处来拥向他，来跟随他。
And people come and follow him all over the places.
所有的这些其实都是在见证旧约里面所预言的弥赛亚的到来。
All this is give the testimony in the fulfillment of the Old Testament that the Messiah is coming.
那么所有的这些也都在见证耶稣就是弥赛亚，就是基督，就是我们盼望的救主。
All this testifies that Jesus is the Messiah and he is Christ.
那么在今天的信息中呢，我们将再次看到耶稣对罪人的怜悯。
And today's passage that once again shows that Jesus' compassion towards the weak.
他的大能超越环境的限制。
And his power surpasses the in all the surrounding environment.
那么再次表明，他就是保守我们从永远到永远的神。
And once again, and shows us that he is a God from eternal past to eternal forever.
那我们从三个方面来对看主对罪人的怜悯。
Today we will look at this through three aspects.
那么第一点是主顾念我们的需要。
First is the Lord cares our need.
那么主第二点，主供应我们的需要。
And second, the Lord provides our need.
主也满足我们的需要。
Third, the Lord also satisfies our need.
我们一起来看第一点，主顾念我们的需要。
First, let us look at how Jesus cares for our need.
那么这在我们的信息的第一节到第三节第八章。
This is from the Mark chapter 8, verse 1 to 3.
我们先看这三节经文。那时又有许多人聚集，并没有什么吃的。耶稣叫他们来说，我怜悯这众人，因为他们同我在这里已经三天也没有吃的了。我若打发他们饿着回家，就必在路上困乏，因为其中有从远处来的。
During those days, another large crowd gathered. Since they had nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples to him and said, I have compassion for these people. They have already been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat.If I send them home hungry, they will collapse on the way, because some of them have come a long distance.
那么这里面的纳什这个词呢，告诉我们就是说这个，那么这个喂饱四千人的这个神迹，那么它是发生在主耶稣医治聋哑人那个地区的周围。
And the time gave us here during those days that tells us that this miracle that Jesus fed the 4,000 people happens that when Jesus healed those who are mute and deaf.
那么从上次的经文信息我们知道，那么主本来是嘱咐那些人不要把他做的事情告诉人们。
From last week's passage, we know that Jesus carefully tells people that do not tell anyone that what he has done.
然而他们却是越来越多的出去宣扬了主耶稣所做的一切。
But the more people that they go out and proclaim what Jesus has done.
所以呢，又有这么很多的人来到耶稣这里来聚集。
That's why there's so much large crowd.
然而他们聚集的三天后呢，一个问题就出现了，他们没有吃的了。
But after 3 days, they gathered that there's a situation that they do not have any food.
那么这里他并没有告诉我们是他们把所带的吃的吃完了，还是他们来的时候就没有带吃的。
The scripture didn't tell us if they already used up all their food or they didn't even bring any food.
那么不管是哪种原因，现在他们的有这个食物上的需要。
No matter what reason that is, that but now they are facing they need food.
那么我们还发现，这些人他们并没有主动的来求耶稣给他们吃的。
And we also discovered that these people that they didn't voluntarily ask Jesus to give them food.
而是主耶稣他亲自的来知道他们的需要。
But it's Jesus who knows their need and wants to help them.
那么主耶稣在这里呢，首先是把他的感受还有他这些人的需要呢，告诉了他的这些门徒。
Jesus first told what he has discovered and the need for food to his disciples.
那么这第二节，耶稣告诉他们说：“我怜悯这众人。”
And verse 2 tells us that he said, "I have compassion for these people."
怜悯这个词在这个希腊语文中间呢，它只在新约圣经中只用在耶稣基督的身上。
The word that compassion.This word in Greek that only used in the New Testament only on Jesus himself.
那么它是专门表达主耶稣内心深处对深受苦难的罪人的顾念和同情。
It has its own purpose that only describe that Jesus has his feeling and his compassion.Towards the people that who suffers.
他为了拯救我们这些罪人，他愿意为我们付上任何的代价。
In order to save sinners like us, he wants to sacrifice everything.
以至于他最后为我们死在了十字架上。
And we know that in the end, he died for us on the cross.
那么其实这也是我们经常。想到的就是说，有的人说，那么到底你们基督教跟别的这些信仰到底有什么根本的区别
？That is the question that the other religious people often ask. What is the difference between Christianity and other religions?
那么我们基督教传的就是耶稣，他是我们的救主，而我们的救主呢，他不是就是在那里说讲，他是为我们在。做我们做不到的事情，在为我们，在怜悯我们，在恩待，在顾念我们各样的需要。
The Christianity preaches Jesus that not only gave us the knowledge, but also cares and have compassion towards his people.
而别人的宗教里面所信奉的那位神，他们只是让他们的信徒去做这做那，然后你自己来拯救自己。
But all the other religions that they teach their followers to do this and that to save themselves only by their own power.
所以之所以那样做是，所以我们说那是他们所信的是假的，因为他们的神，他们没有创造过人，所以他们也不知道人的本性。
We know that these teachings are false because their false God never a creator created anything, so they do not understand the human's need.
而我们所信的神，他是亲自造了我们，他也最知道我们的本性。
But the God we believe, He Himself created us, and He knows our need, and He knows our nature.
他知道我们不过是尘土，他知道我们的软弱，他知道我们一切的需要。
He knows that we are but dust, that our need and our weakness.
那么耶稣基督在这儿，他想到这些人已经三天没有吃东西了。
Here Jesus thought about these people that they haven't eaten for 3 days.
那么一些呢，是从远处来的人呢，可能回家的力气都没有了。
And some they are from a long distance, they probably don't even have energy to go back home.
那么如果现在打发他们走，一定会有人在路上因为饥饿乏力会倒在路途中。
If he let them go now, some of them might fall during their journey that die.
那么我们要知道，不只是这些人没有吃东西，主耶稣他自己也没有吃东西。
And we need to know that not only those people that they didn't eat, Jesus himself didn't eat either.
那么作为完，那么这里我们知道，作为完全的人，主耶稣他也会有饥饿，也会有疲乏，也会有恐惧。
And we know that as a fully human being, and now that Jesus, he himself also will be hungry and thirsty and tired.
我们知道主耶稣曾经在他开始他地上的事工之前，他在旷野受魔鬼撒旦40昼夜的试探，竟使他没有吃一点东西。
We know that before Jesus started his ministry, he was led to the wilderness and was tempted for 40 days and without eating anything.
而他自己完全可以把食物把石头变成食物。
And he can totally change the stones to food.
但他没有这样做，他也没有为自己来求食物。
But he didn't do that. He didn't seek food for himself.
然而呢，在这里，他看到这些人，他饿了三天，他就过意心里面过意不去。他知道他们难以忍受。
But here, when he realized people that didn't eat for 3 days, that he understands them, and he has compassion, caring towards them.
所以我们常常说，基督的心乃是顾念别人，不顾自己的心。
And we often say that the mind of our Lord Jesus, he cares for others, but he didn't pay much care for himself.
所以呢，使徒保罗呢，他在腓立比书2:4-5里面告诉我们。
So Paul described in the book of Philippians chapter 2.
那么他说，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事，你们当以基督的心为心。
Verse 4-5, each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others.
那么我们每一个神的儿女，我们都要确信，我们一切的需要，主他都知道。
Every Christian that children of God, we need to be assured that our need God knows.
他一定不会让我们承担我们所担当不起的重担。
He will never lay us the burden that we cannot carry.
因为他是全知全能的神，他顾念我们的一切需要。
Because he is Almighty and all-knowing God, he knows our need.
那么主耶稣这里告诉了他的门徒这些众人的需要，我们现在看一下门徒的反应以及主耶稣后面所做的一切。
Let us now take a look what the disciples' response after Jesus told them the need.
所以我们先看第二点，主耶稣也是供应我们需要的主。
The second point, the Lord provides our needs.
那我们先看第四节。
Verse 4.
门徒回答说，在这眼地从哪里能得饼叫这些人吃饱呢？
And the disciples said, where in this remote place can anyone get enough bread to feed them?
那么这里门徒的反应，其实意思是在告诉主耶稣，基于眼下的情况，那么为这些人提供食物这件事情上，我们实在是无能为力。
And here the disciples want to tell Jesus that now at these circumstances that we do not have any ability that to provide food for such a large crowd.
他们也就是好像是告诉主，你看怎么办吧？我们所有的人的希望都在你身上。
And it seems that they are telling Jesus, Lord, what can you do that we cannot do anything?
那么他的门徒如此的回答，那么一是相信神呢，曾在旷野带领以色列人百万人能在旷野能够待40年，为他们预备足够的饮食。
And the disciples, their answer that indicates that they know that when Moses led the Israelites, over a million Israelites in the wilderness for 40 years, that God provided food for them.
二是他们亲眼，时间不长之前呢，见过主耶稣五饼二鱼的神迹。
But because they witnessed that not long ago that Jesus fed the 5,000 men in the remote area.
而且在这个八章十九节里面，那么他问耶稣基督问他们的时候，他们还记忆犹新。那么说他们装了12筐子，剩下的这些余下的。
And here that in verse 19 that they still have the fresh memory that after Jesus fed all that there's 12 baskets of leftover.
他们相信主耶稣能做人所不能，只有神能做的那些事。
They trust that Jesus can do what the man cannot, but only God can do.
那我们看第五节。
Verse 5.
耶稣回答他们说，你们有多少饼？他们说7个。
Jesus asked them, how many loaves do you have? 7, they replied.
那么主听了门徒的回答，那么他首先让他们查看一下他们现在手里面有什么。
So Jesus first led the disciples to check how many food that they have.
我们知道主耶稣他是创造，他是造物主，他完全可以从无变有。
We know that the Lord who is the creator, that he has the capability that can create things out of nothing.
但是这里呢，他让我们学习到，他却愿意借着我们人的有限来彰显他自己的无限。
But here he wants to teach us, he wants to use human.Through human that demonstrate that he can, he has the unlimited power.
那么主在这里呢，也同时在教导我们，用我们所有的来祝福别人。
And here Jesus also teaches us that we give what we have to bless others.
那么知道我们给了别人，神会供应我们更多，神会提供更多的恩典。
So when we provide for others what we have, that Jesus will provide more and satisfy our need.
我们看第六到第七节，他吩咐众人坐在地上，就拿着这7个饼祝谢了，掰开递给门徒，叫他们摆开，门徒就摆在众人面前。又有几条小鱼，耶稣祝了福，就吩咐他们，就吩咐也摆在众人面前。
Verse 6-7, he told the crowd to sit down on the ground. When he had taken the 7 loaves and given thanks, he broke them and gave them to his disciples to set before the people, and they did so. They had a few small fish as well. He gave thanks for them also and told the disciples to distribute them.
那我们这里面看到主耶稣首先是安排这些人有序的来坐下。
So here we see that first Jesus let them sit down accordingly on the ground.
那么然后呢，他祝谢了饼，掰开，让他的门徒摆到众人的面前。
Then he took the bread and gave thanks and led his disciples to lay the bread in front of people.
然后他祝福了这几条小鱼，同样让他的门徒摆在众人面前。
And he also gave thanks for the small fish.And set the fish before the crowd.
那么这里我们再次看到我们的主耶稣基督，他做事情，他是有计划、有步骤、有顺序的。
Once again, we see that Jesus, when he does things, that he always do it in order and has his own plan.
那么就像他造世界的时候，那么他是一样一步一步的用六日来创造这个世界。
Just like when he creates the universe, that he did it step by step and in order and finished it in 6 days.
那么从主耶稣的祝谢，我们也能看到圣子与圣父和圣灵他们的统一性。
And by Jesus giving thanks for the food, that we know that God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, they are all in one.
那么他祝向着贴祝谢，那么是三位一体的神，他做事情从来都是一起做的，不是单独的。
So when he gives thanks to heaven, that every time he do things, that not just by himself, he has this Trinity in his mind.
那么这里也让人们知道，他所行的这一切都是神的大能的彰显。
And let us also understand that whatever he does here is all the almighty power.Of God.
要让人所有的这些人从感恩的心来归荣耀给神。
So people will have a thankful heart and give all the glory to God.
虽然这些人当这些人还不知道在他们面前的就是神。
Though people around him didn't even know he is God himself.
那么主的门徒呢，分发分饼和鱼给众人来看上去很容易。
And the disciples that they divided the bread and fish to the crowd seems it's an easy work.
其实背后呢，才是神在供应。
But behind the scene is God Himself provides.
那么门徒呢，只是一个器皿或者是还管道。
And the disciples, they're just instrument or channel.
其实呢，我们每个人每时每刻所做的。每一件事，如果没有神在背后的供应和支持，我们都是不可想象的。
So we Christians, no matter what we do, if without God's provision, that we cannot do anything.
那么我们没有空气、没有水和食物，我们人就不能存活。
Without air, water, or food, no one can survive.
如果没有重力，人就不能自由的活动。
If there is no gravity, then nobody can move freely.
所有的等等这些，那么对于信的人，我们知道乃是神的创造和护理的大能。
All this that for the Christians who are believers, that they all know it's God's mighty power and providence.
但是对那些不信的人，他们只是认为这是自然而然的。
But for those not believe God, that they just think all this is just happens.
那么众人看到的其实只是门徒源源不断的来把饼跟鱼分给他们。
People only see the disciples that give them provide them bread and fish continually.
而所有的这些其实都是源头呢，都是出自耶稣基督他的手。
But the source of all this grace are from Jesus Christ.
那么所有这些呢，都是我们的物质层面上的需要。
These are all our need materially.
然而我们每个神的儿女呢，我们也有属灵方面的需要。
But every Christian, we also have spiritual need.
我们需要神的灵粮常常来供应我们。
We need God's spiritual food to provide us all the time.
所以呢，主在最后与门徒的晚餐中，那么也是在祝谢饼跟杯。
So in the end, on the last supper, Jesus had with his disciples that he also gave thanks for the bread and cup.
然后递给门徒，让他们一个一个的来喝，一个一个的来吃。
Then he passed the bread and the cup to his disciples, let them each take their own.
我们每月的领主的圣餐，我们主要也是在象征主为我们舍身流血。
Every month when we take the Lord's supper, that indicates that we are in remembrance of our Lord's death for us.
那么这同时其实也是在提醒我们，主的话就是我们的灵粮。
And also it's a reminder that the Lord's word is our spiritual food.
我们要常常的来求主，让我们的属灵的生命能够得到饱足。
We need to constantly seek the Lord and ask the Lord to provide for our spiritual need.
那么其实主耶稣呢，他不但是顾念我们的需要，供应我们的需要，他也能够完全的满足我们的需要。
Not only Jesus cares for our need and provides for our need, he also satisfies our need.
我们看一下今天第三点，第八节到第十节。
Verse 8 to 10.
众人都吃，并且吃饱了，收拾剩下的零碎，有七筐子，人数约有4000。耶稣打发他们走了，随即同门徒上船，来到大马努他境内。
The people ate and was satisfied. Afterwards, the disciples picked up 7 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. About 4,000 men were present.And having sent them away, he got into the boat with his disciples and went to the region of Dalmanasa.
那么这里告诉我们，众人不但都吃饱了，而且还有七筐的剩余。
Here tells us not only the whole crowd was all full, that they also have 7 basketfuls of the leftover.
那么这里说的四千人，那么根据马太福音对同一事件的记载。那么不包括妇女和孩子。
And here the 4,000 men tells us that in Matthew that tells us the same story. Those 4,000 not include the woman and the children.
所以在马太福音15:38，他这样说：吃的人除了妇女孩子，共有4000。
And in Matthew chapter 15.Verse 38 says, the number of those who ate was 4,000, besides women and children.
那么我们在这看到主耶稣在五饼二鱼的神迹中，那么他喂饱了不包括妇女和孩子在内的5000人，还剩下12篮子。
We also know that in the story of five loaves of bread and fish, two fish, that Jesus fed 5,000 men and has 12 baskets of leftover.
那么现在又用同样几乎同样的方式，他用七个饼和几条小鱼，又喂饱了4000人，也不包括妇女跟孩子。
Here in a similar way that Jesus.Use the seventh bread that feed 4,000 men, not include the children and the women.
那么这里的十二筐子和七个筐子和十二篮子，在圣经中呢，十二和七呢，它都是表示一个完全的数字。
Here the 7 bread and the 12 baskets full of the leftover tells us it's a full number, a complete number.
那么这里呢，再次见证神的无限全能。那么他不但能满足我们各样的需要，而且能够超出我们的需要。
And once again testifies that God's unlimited almighty power, and not only he provides our need, he can satisfy our need too.
那么这也再次见证了我们所信的主耶稣，他是全知全能的眷顾罪人的神。
And once again testifies that Jesus Christ, he is the all-knowing, all-powerful God, and who has compassion towards his people.
那么就像历代至上29:11-12这样说。
Just like it says in the First Chronicles chapter 29, verse 11.
他说：“耶和华中大能力荣耀强盛威严都是你的，凡天上地下的都是你的，国度也是你的，并且你为至高，为万有之首， 丰富尊荣都从你而来，你也治理万物，在你手里有大能大力，使人中大强盛都出于你。
Verse 11 to 12. O Lord, yours is the greatness and the power and the glory and the majesty and the splendor. For everything in heaven and on earth is yours. O Lord, yours is the kingdom. You are exalted as head over all. Wealth and honor come from you. You are the ruler of all things. In your hands are strength and power.
那我们今天呢，从主耶稣通过七个饼和几条小鱼喂饱四千人的神迹。
Today through the story that Jesus used seven bread and a few fish to feed the thousand people.
那么又一次看到主对罪人的怜悯。
Once again, we see the compassion that the Lord Jesus Christ has towards his people.
那么主耶稣不但顾念我们的需要，他也能供应，也能完全满足我们的需要。
Not only Jesus cares for our need, he also provides and satisfies our need.
因为他是全知全能的神，他也是为我们舍命的主，也是永我们永远的大祭司。
And he is all-knowing and all-powerful God. He is a compassionate God, and he also sacrificed his life for us.
那么，就像希伯来书四章十四到十六节这样告诉关于我们的大祭司。
And just like it is said in the book of Hebrews.
希伯来书四章十到十四到十六节告诉我们，我们既然有一位已经升入高天尊荣的大祭司，就是神的儿子耶稣，便当持定所承认的道。因为我们的大祭司并非不体恤我们的软弱，他也曾受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪，所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到慈恩宝座前，为要得连续蒙恩惠。做随时的帮助。
Verse 14 to 16. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has gone through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness, but who we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet was without sin.Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need.
而且呢，在同样的一本书《希伯来书》里面七章二十五节告诉我们，他说：“凡靠着他进到神面前的人，他都能拯救到底，因为他是长远活着，替他们祈求。”
Hebrews chapter 7:25 also told us.Therefore, he is able to save completely those who come to God through him, because he always lives to intercede for them.
这就告诉我们，主耶稣基督是我们的大祭司，他不像旧约里面的那些大祭司一样，他们也有生也有死，他们是暂时的，是短暂的，而我们的大祭司，他是永远的，我们的大祭司。
This verse tells us that Jesus Christ is our high priest.He is not like the high priest in the Old Testament. They live and they die. But Jesus Christ, he lives forever.
那么弟兄姐妹们，我们每个信徒，我们都有属世的需要，也有属灵的需要。
Brothers, sisters, every Christian that have the physical need and the spiritual need.
那么也许呢，你正在等待神满足你物质和身体的需要。
Maybe you're waiting for God to provide for your physical need.
也许你正等待神满足你婚姻、家庭或者工作方面的需要。
Maybe you're waiting for God to provide for you the work and family and marriage need.
也可能你需要属灵方面需要神的带领。
Or you waiting for God to lead you spiritually.
但这些需要没有满足的时候，你可能会问主是不是知道我的需要？
When these needs are not satisfied, you sometimes might ask if God knows your need.
是不是主是否顾念我的需要？
If God cares what I need.
主道就能不能满足我的需要？
Or God ever can provide for my need.
我们从刚才所读的希伯来书里面的内容，我们可以得到答案。
But through the passages we just read from the Hebrews that we have the conclusion.
因为耶稣基督他是我们在天上的大祭司。
The Lord Jesus, who is the high priest in heaven.
他并且体恤我们的软弱。
He understands our weakness.
他每时每刻都在听我们的祷告，无声有声无声的祷告。
He listens to our prayer in words or without words, that constantly.
所以他一定知道我们的需要，他也一定顾念我们的需要。
So he must know our needs and care for our needs.
我们可以坦然无惧地呼求主的名。
We can come to him and ask his name in his name without any fear.
他必会因他的连续和他的恩慈来满足我们的需要。
He will satisfy our need because of his compassion and his caring for us.
因为这本身就是他的职分。
Because this is what he does.
那么耶稣基督他不但是我们的大祭司，其实他也是拥有天上地下一切权柄的我们的君王。
Not only Jesus is our high priest, he also is our king that owns the whole universe.
那么就像以赛亚书33:16告诉我们，他必居高处。他的宝藏是磐石的积累，他的粮必不缺乏，他的水必不断绝。
Just like it is said in the book of Isaiah, chapter 33, verse 16, this is the man who will dwell on the heights, whose refuge will be the mountain fortress. His bread will be supplied, and water will not fail him.
那也就是他一定能够满足我们的需要，因为神一切的丰盛都在耶稣基督里。
He will satisfy all our need because all we need is in Jesus Christ.
凡是专心仰望等候他的，他要拯救到底。
For those who are wholeheartedly waiting and seeking Jesus, he will save them to the end.
让我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
我们在天上的父神，我们来到你的面前来感谢你。
Our Father in heaven, when we come before you, we want to give our thanks.
我们感谢你这样的顾念我们这些罪人。
We thank you for care so much about sinners like us.
你知道我们的软弱，主，你知道我们的需要。
Lord, you know our needs, our weakness.
主，当我们来到你的面前求的时候，就求主你来满足我们的需要。
Lord, when we ask you that please satisfy our need,
让我们能够更有信心来跟随你。
So that we will have more faith to follow you.
谢谢主。
Thank you.
我们祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.